Shifts in population and climate are affecting our water systems. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Upmanu Lal, director of Columbia University's Water Center, examines issues in our irrigation systems.
Increasing water stress is a major challenge for cities, energy producers, industry, and agriculture across the United States. The Midwest, California, and Texas have recently faced severe droughts. Across the country, wherever there is a large city, we have a significant risk of water shortages. We have large areas with groundwater depletion. In addition, our aging water infrastructure may cost nearly $2 trillion to replace by 2030. Should we just be replacing our traditional infrastructure? Should we be changing our water allocation policies and where we grow which crops? Should we be shipping water or energy to population centers or encouraging development in less water-stressed areas? My colleagues and I are looking at how we can answer these questions using disruptive technologies, new business models, and policy changes. Can we imagine cities where we purify and reuse much of the water, leaving more for the environment while reducing our total cost? Emerging technologies such as graphene and nanofiltration and contaminant sensors may help us develop new systems unifying water, wastewater, and stormwater, greatly reducing energy use, leaving more water in the rivers and in the ground, and assuring higher water quality. Similarly, we seek innovation in precision agriculture through sensors and climate-optimized crop choices to assure higher farm income, make more water available for all uses, and improve the nutritional mix of food. Together, these initiatives may enable a world of 9 billion people to have sustainable water, energy, and food.
That was Upmanu Lal of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.